Today we're going to speak about a halucha d'ke'inyan of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I want to say over a peila d'ke chiddush which is written by one of the Gres de Gedolim before the Second World War. His name was Reb Tevela Dikla. He was Reuven the Shtut of Dikla, which was in Galicia. And he was famed before the Second World War as one of the greatest Gedolim. Reb Yosef Engel said about him, there's nobody who knows how to learn Gemara in this generation in the same way as Reb Tevela. No one can compare to him. He wrote over 30 Sforim. Shas and Shivas, Sforim al Hashas, in Halucha. And unfortunately, almost all of them were lost. And he himself was also killed in the Second World War. And we only have from him one or two Sforim. One of the Sforim is called Minchas Soilus. This is on the Chinuch, similar to the Minchas Chinuch. And even this one Sefer is only part of it. We don't have the entire Sefer. And in his Sefer Minchas Soilus, a Mitzvah Chuf Aleph Oisches, he writes the following Peila Dika Chiddush, which is what I want to speak about today. Nirali Dova Chudosh. I want to say a Dova Chudosh. Demi Shanasa Ben Yid Gimel Shuna Achalel Tezvov. A B'mitzvah Bucha, who became B'mitzvah after the 15th of Nisan. On the Leil HaSeder, he was not yet B'mitzvah. Such a bucha, loy mechiev b'kol hashuna b'haskuras yitzias Mitzrayim. The entire year until next Pesach, he has no chiev whatsoever to mention every single day yitzias Mitzrayim. We know that there's a chiev every single day, which we makayim in Krishma, to mention yitzias Mitzrayim. Writes the Minchas Soilus that somebody was not yet bar mitzvah on Pesach, although after Pesach he became bar mitzvah, until the following year, he has no chiyuv to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Why? Kiven shebelel tezvov lahoye oid bachiv, because on the Leil HaSeder he was not yet mechiyuv bar mitzvahs, vehi ikka, and this is the ikka mitzvah on the Leil HaSeder, v'chol ashuna tufalo, and the entire year is subordinate to the Leil HaSeder. Therefore, Mishla Hoye Mechiv Belaila Zi, somebody was not yet Mechiv in the Leil HaSeder, Loinoilet Boy Chiyiva Bechol Ashuna Ad Shiyischayev Belel Tezvov. He isn't Mechiv to mention, he's not obligated to mention Yitzis Psalm the entire year, until the following year, Pesach, the Leil HaSeder, v'shiv mechiev kol hashuna gam kein. And from then onwards, he is mechiev every day like everybody else. Al b'chai gavna shahoye putos. Somebody was put in the Leil HaSeder because he wasn't yet bar mitzvah. Lo noilet boi mederaisa chiev b'chol hashuna. This is the peila dika chiddush of Reb Tevela Dikla in his Sefer Minchas Soilus. And Sehet Zechos Mamish Apela. Reb Zvi Pesach Frank in a Sefer in Shivas Hatzvi, he quotes this Minchas Soilus. And he says that according to the words of the Minchas Soilus will come out Anocha Gevaldige Chiddush, Anocha Gevaldige Apela. We know every single Friday night we say in Kiddush, Zeiche liyitzias Mitzrayim. And the halucha is that if you didn't mention it, you're not yoytze the mitzvah of Kiddush. So now, according to the Minchas Soilus, somebody was not yet bar mitzvah the Leil HaSeder, he's not mechiv the mitzvah zechiras Mitzrayim. So how can he be moitzi anybody else with Kiddush? Just like we find that we are machmeh legabe birchas hamuzen, that since nushim are not mechiv bebris v'toira, so therefore there can't be moitzi Anush men with Birchas Hamuzin, because we have to mention, men have to mention Bris, Mila and Torah, and Nushim don't have to, so they can't be Moitzias. So similarly, Freik Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, somebody was not bar mitzvah on Pesach, he will be unable, according to the Minchas Toilus, to be Moitzi anybody else with Kiddush the entire year. And this Kiddush is not mentioned by any of the Poskim. And surely, if they agreed with this Pele Dike Kiddush, they would mention it. So the fact that nobody mentions it would seem to be a raya, a proof that they don't agree with him. Now, Chazal tell us, a Gemara in Masechtas Bruchas and Daf Yutes Omid Beis, a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Pei Aleph Omid Beis, Oma Lehi Rav Nusim Ba'oshia, Gavra Rabba Oma Milsa, Neima Botama. If a Gavra Rabba says something, try to explain it. Don't just dismiss it out of hand. So, yes, it's true. It sounds to us like an unbelievable chiddush, a pele dikazach, and nobody else says it. How can this be? But as we will soon see, we will bring kamarayas to the yesod of the Minchas Toilus. But first of all, let me just mention as an aside, this what Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank hat sich gechiddisht, that according to the Minchas Toilus will come out that a bar mitzvah bucha cannot be moitzi anybody else. Actually, so nisht azach chiddisht, because he himself writes almost an identical savura, not legaba Pesach, not legaba a bar mitzvah bucha who became bar mitzvah on a Sunday. Writes Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, in Charles and Shiva's Hatz, V. Chelik Aleph, Simon Kif Samachay, that a bar mitzvah bucher whose bar mitzvah is on a Sunday, he cannot be moitzi anybody else with Havdullah. And you might ask why, but he's bar mitzvah. And I'm sure there are many bar mitzvah bucherim who, when they come home, Motzah Shabbos, they come home, and the first thing is everybody tells them, no, you're bar mitzvah, first time you can make Havdullah. Well, let me tell you what Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank writes. Shrab Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, that the mitzvah of making Havdullah, Motzah Shabbos, we learn out from the Pusik, Zuchas Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoi. And Chazal tell us, Zuchas Yom HaKadshoi, as Medav Mekadosh on the Shabbos, Beknisusoi, Iviyitziusoi. So Zuch Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, oh, but when it was Shabbos, he wasn't yet bar mitzvah. So he wasn't mechiv to keep Shabbos. He wasn't mechiv to make Kiddush beknisusoi. And the mitzvah of Avdullah is part and parcel of the same mitzvah of being mekadosh Shabbos beknisusoi evyetziusoi. So since he wasn't mechiv beknisusoi, halt Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, as he had in, he's not mechiv beyetziusoi. And therefore, he cannot be moitzi anybody else with Havdullah. Now we could ask in Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the same kasha, l'choire, where is this chiddush written? Surely such a peledik chiddush should be written somewhere in the Mogen Avrom, in the Taz, in the Bach. But no. But so the Zelba Sfura, which the Minchas Toilus says l'gabe Pesach, Zug Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, every single Motzah Shabbos, and this is again the entire year, for all those Bukhrim, who their bar mitzvah falls on a Sunday. This is just by the way. But to answer the main kash of the Hat Tzvi, how can one say such a pale dicker chiddish, that if you weren't mechiv on the mitzvah of Sipper Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore you're put in the entire year from the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So to answer this, first we need to be Magdim, the famous Kasha and Shala, which many Sforum ask, what is this special and extra and unique mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is only Noig on the Lela Seder? What's this more than the mitzvah we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day of the year? So there are many explanations and answers given. But one of the main mahalchim is that of the Prima Gudim, the Chasam Sofer, the Malbim, and Oid Gedoyle Yisrael, that on the Lela Seder, there's a Chiev of Vehigadoto. You have to say B'dibber. And the whole year, you don't need Dibber, nor it's enough just a Zechira Ba'alma, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now writes the Chasam Sofer in Shas and Shivas, or Chaim Simon Tezvov, although the whole year you don't need Dibber, you only need Zechira. But despite this, in order to be a proper Zechira, the Zechira has to come Mikoyach Adibber. But there's no mitzvah of an Amira. So now writes the Chasam Sofer, what does this mean? In other words, and he says the following words, Amiris haguda belela pesach, de nafke mevihigato levincha, shetzur chamira bepeh, eino yoitse yidei chayvusoy ele beshoimea mibach yiva. Since it's a mitzvah vigato levincha, so either you have to say yourself, or we apply the rule of shoimea ka'oina, you have to hear it from somebody who's also mechiv in the mitzvah. Over the entire year, although we actually are mentioning, you see, not only just thinking, but we are saying it like the Mugen Avraham writes in Siman Samach, that you have to say it, but it's not a din, it's just in order to trigger the memory, that you should have a proper reminder. So Zug the Chasam Sofer, and therefore since the whole year you just need to remember it, you don't need a din of dibber. The one who's reminding you doesn't have to be a bachayiva. Kiven she'ika ha-mitzvah zechira v'loy kriya. The entire year, it just has to be triggered in your mind. It doesn't make a difference who triggers it and how triggers it and what triggers it. So as long as you've been reminded, don't forget, but about Yetzias Mitzrayim, your Yoitzer. So even if a Kutan was to remind you, you'd be Yoitzer because you've been reminded. Masha Enkim, the Lela Seder, where there's a mitzvah of Vihigadato, Vihigadato is a din and Amir and a Dibber, there either you have to say it or you have to hear it from somebody who is a Bachiva. And with the words of the Chasam Sofer, we can answer a famous kasha, which many poskim ask. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchas Kiddush, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in Sif Beis, that Nushim Ochayuvois Bekiddush, Afapi Shimitzah Seishas Mangaroma, and then carries on the Mechab and tells us, Imoitzios Eshoa Nushim, ladies can be moitzi men with kiddush, hoyil v'chayuvos min ha-toyre kamoysam. Fregen achroinim, that the Mishnah Brira brings in Siman Ayin, Siv Kutin Aleph, that the opinion of many gedolim amongst the Shagas Ari is that Nushim are puta from Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim the entire year, because it's a mitzvah asei shazman gruma. So if so, how can the Shulchan Aruch paskin that ladies can be moitzi men with Kiddush, if part of Kiddush is to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Nushim, according to many opinions, are puta from Yitzis Mitzrayim? So according to those opinions, how are the ladies able to be moitzi the men? This is a famous kasha. Now according to the Chasam Sofer, is answered. Because although the Nushim are not mechiev, but zechiras Yisrael the entire year, despite that, we can be yoitzi from them when we hear Zeichel Yisrael, because we don't need to hear it from somebody as a bachiva. Zug the Chasam Sofer loy boya shiyah hakoyre bachiva b'zeh kiven shemitz ik hamitzas chira v'loy hakriya. Therefore, just like we'll explain how nushim or moitzi anushim, the same thing will apply now to the chiddush of the minchas soilus. The heart sviyot gefregt, but if a somebody wasn't by mitzvah, Omlela Seder, Kudna Mincha Soilis, he's not mechiv the entire year with Chisram. So why does nobody mention that he can't be moitzi anybody else in Kiddush? The answer is, because he can be moitzi, just like women are moitzi. This is the yesod of the Chasam Sofer. You don't need to hear it for a bachiv. In Shmir Shabbos Kelchusa, he brings from Reb Shlomo Zalman another explanation to explain why ladies can be moitzi men. And this explanation will also answer another answer in the kasha of the Hatzvi on the Minchas Soilus. That Reb Shlomo Zalman said, it's very clear from the Bia Halucha, that even if you want to argue and say that women are not mechiyev b'schiyas Yisrael the entire year, but when they say Kiddush, they are still mechiyev to mention it as a part of Kiddush. Because it's a special chiyev to mention Yisrael in Kiddush. And we learn this out from the Gemara and Masechtas Pesuchim in Tavkif Yizayin on the base, where the Gemara says as follows, Omer avacha b'yakov v'tzurech lahask yisiyas Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoyim. Why? Says the Gemara, there's a hekesh, there's a gzei shuvah. We learn out, shtei zuchas yoyim ha-shabas lekachoy. In shtei demantis, because yoyim seis chomei Yisrayim kol mecheyecho. So we compare Shabbos to yisiyas Mitzrayim. So therefore, from here we learn out, you have to mention Yitzisram in Kiddush. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, I see this that we're mentioning Yitzisram in Kiddush, it's not because of the daily halucha to be yoytze the mitzvah, the tuk teglach halucha of Yitzisram. It's rather it's a din in Kiddush. So although Nushim are puter from mentioning Yitzisram the entire year, but when they make Kiddush, it will be chayiv. So the same answer will apply once again to answer the kash of the Hatzvi and the Minchas Soilus. Even though, according to the Minchas Soilus, somebody wasn't bermit and the Lel HaSeder is puter the entire year from mentioning the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but when he makes Kiddush, he will also be chayiv to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like Nushim or chayiv. And I want to bring a raya to this Yesod of Reb Shlomo Zalman, that there's a special mitzvah to mention Sisram B'Kiddush, which is not connected to the daily chiyuv of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim the entire year. And that is as follows. The Mashur there in Pesachim, Kif Yizayinu Abeis, Freik de Gevaldig Akasha. Why do we need a Gzeira Shuvah, a special Gzeira Shuvah, to tell us to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, while Shezuchzim, or Shabbos Lekachoy, Lemantis Kuzim, Seizch Mitzrayim, Freik de Mashur, we've got a Pusik, a Beferish Pusik, which is written in the Licha Shnias in Parshas Veschanon. Says the Torah, why do we need to keep Shabbos? V'zocharto ki evet ho'yisa b'mitzrayim, v'yotziach Hashem mishom b'yad chazoka v'zroi netiya. And as I freaked, I know from the Rishonim, the Reba Rabbi Yoka. So why does the Gemara say, I have to learn it from Gzei Shuva? I don't need Gzei Shuva, I've got a Beferish Pusik. Quite a number of achroinim answer this kash as follows. That from the pusik v'zochata ki evo de yisabes mitzrayim, I wouldn't yet know there's a chiv to mention Yisrael in Kiddush. That pusik just tells me the Shabbos is zeichel Yisrael Mitzrayim. I don't yet see from that pusik that when I say Kiddush, I have to mention as part of Kiddush Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why we have the Gzei Shuvah, Zuchasim HaShabbos LeKadshoi, which Chazal Darshan, Zuchasim HaShkadshoi, from here we learn out, Zuchrei Alayayim B'Knisus of Yitziusoi. So we learn out here, we're speaking about Kiddush, and in that Pusik, Zuchasim HaShabbos LeKadshoi, Gzei Shuvah, Leman Tizkor, that in Kiddush itself we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So once again, I see that we mentioned Kiddush and Yitzias Mitzrayim not to be yoytze the tuk teglach mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That have already been yoytze. I said in Krishma, b'mariv, I'm doing as a part of Kiddush. Now the etzem Kiddush of the Minchas Soilus, that he says the reason why the bar mitzvah bucha is put to the whole year is because the ik is the Lel HaSeder, and the whole year is just a tuffle, is just the subordinate to the Lel HaSeder. So, actually, this Yisod, we'll find, is written in a number of Gedolei Hachroinim to explain a Shvera concept that we find in the Rambam and under Rishonim. This halacha that we mention every single day, Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just in the Lel HaSeder, is a Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and it is actually part of what we say in the Haggadah and the Lel HaSeder. Omer Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah, Hare ani kiben shivim shuna, veloi zochisi shetayoma yisran balei, lois every single night of the year, ad shadosha ben zoima shenema, a pusik in pashas re'ei, lamantis kos yom seis chomes misrayin kol yomei chayecho hayomim kol yomecho halei lois. From here we learn out that there's a chiev. The Mantiskus Yom says Chomesheim Kol Yemeichecho to mention Yisraim every single day of the year. Now comes the Noidi Behida in this Sefer Slach then Bruchas Daf Yid Beis, the Keren Oyer as well, and the Oysameich in the beginning of Hilchas Krishma. All three of them ask the same kasha, and all three of them give the same answer. It's very clear from the allusion of the Mishnah that there is a chiv doiraisa to mention Yitzisram every single day and every single night of the year, as we learn out from the pusik b'zavacht lemantiskoi es yom seischo esrein kol yimechayecho fregen ala drei gedoilim. However, if you look in the psikim then pashas re'ei, the pashtus of the psikim is that pusik lemantiskoi is bechlal not speaking about every single day of the year. The Torah is telling us about how to keep the yontif of Pesach, and tells us the Torah loy soy chalulav chometz shivas yomim toy chalulav matzis lechem oini ki bechipuzon yitzus meisraim. So it carries on the Torah, Lamantis Kusyim says Chomesrain Kol Yemechayecho. Explains Rashi, Lamantis Koi Al Yedei Achilas HaPesach VaHamatzah, through eating the Korban Pesach and the Matzah on Pesach, that will ensure Lamantis Koi as Yom says Chomesrain Kol Yemechayecho. The effect of eating Matzah and Pesach on Kol Pesach will be so powerful and so strong, it will stay with you the entire year. So again, the Torah tells us, why do we need to make sure not to eat chometz and to eat matzah on Yontov of Pesach? The answer is Leman Tizkoi. Through that, you will remember your Tzisraim the entire year. So the pashtus of this pusik is not speaking at all about that from here we see Zachiv to mention every day of the year. This is explaining why we have to eat matz on Pesach, why we have not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. That although the Mishnah tells us there's a chiv deraisa to mention Yitzisram every single day of the year, fregen the aledrai svurim, the Tzlach, the Keren Oyer, and the Oysomech, we don't actually find that it is brought lahalucha in the Rambam and in the Ramban and the other Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam, he does not quote anywhere the Zachiv Deraisa to mention Yitzisram every day of the year. He only brings it in once in Hilchas Krishma, by the way. And in his Akdomat Hilchas Krishma, the Rambam writes as follows. Hilchas Krishma, mitzvahs asei achasi. Mitzvahs asei achas. There's one mitzvah deraisa when you say Krishma. Vehi likrois Krishma pamayim biyoim. And that is to say Krishma twice a day. So when you say Krishma, you'll be mekayim one mitzvah. Freik the tzlache gevaldige kasha. Now says the Rambam mamish a few lines later. What is Krishma, the first pasha of Shema, Vahoyim Shemoya, and then we have a third Pasha of Pasha Tzitzis. Writes the Rambam, Afa Pishe Mitzvah Tzitzis Noheges Belaila, although the Mitzvah Tzitzis doesn't apply by night, despite this, Koyrin Oysa Belaila, we need to read the Pasha of Tzitzis by night. Why? Because by night, we need to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam these words. In mitzvah lahaski Yitzis Mitzrayim bayoyim v'alayim. There's a mitzvah to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim by day and by night. Shenema lamantis kos yom seis chomes Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecho. Freik the tzlach and the keno in the oisameich. I don't understand. The Rambam just said that when you say Krishma, you only mekayim one mitzvah deraisa. Now I see there's a second mitzvah. So why didn't the Rambam say you'd be mekayim two mitzvahs deraisa? One mitzvah of Krishma and the second mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Frick the slach to merely tivahi. It's to me a big, big wonder. What's going on here? I don't understand this. Kasha number one. And kasha number two. Why does the Rambam not mention at all that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Ram? He just merely says, when we say Krishma, we're mekayim a mitzvah of remembering, when we say Parshas Yisro, we're mekayim a mitzvah of Zechiras Ram. He should count this as a mitzvah for itself. And similarly, writes the Tzlach, that if you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs to the Rambam, and also to the Smag and the Ramban, none of them mention this as a mitzvah d'oraisa that we have to mention every single day, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So writes the Tzlach these words, V'nosati libi ledovazeh, and I really took it to heart to understand, V'hadrunabi, and I was choizer from my question, V'yofakivni shloimuni mitzvah zi b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. And the Rishonim were right that they didn't mention this as a mitzvah d'oiraisa, as part of the Tariag mitzvahs. Why? Kivin shloi nemra mitzvah zi belushen tzivui. This mitzvah was never written in the Torah in a lushen of tzivui. If it would have been written zochoi, like it says, zochos yom ha-shabbos lekadshoi, zochos yom seischo, then this would be a commandment. But the Torah didn't write it in a lushen of tzivui. Aber kivin d'chsev lema'am tizkoi adel elkoi. The pusik is referring back to what we've just written earlier, what the Torah has written earlier. When the sinas tamhi, we're given an explanation for what the Torah written earlier. Why do we have to refrain from eating chometz the whole of Pesach? Why do we have to eat matzah the whole of Pesach? The Torah gives a reason. Leman tizkoi, says the Tzlach, like Rashi explains. Now he adds on, V'af shem emeila, uniloinim shezachiras yitzisam kumecha hi mitzvah. Although it's clear, of course, it is a mitzvah to mention Yetzisam every day of the year. V'chein ilushna Rambam, this is what the Rambam tells us, that's why we're saying the Pasha of Tzitzis, because it's a mitzvah to mention Yetzisam. Mikol mokoyim, einoy nichnas bechlal minyan ramach mitzvahs. This isn't one of the 248 mitzvahs asay. And that's why it's not mentioned at all as one of the mitzvahs. And that's why the Rambam says when you say Krishma, it's only, you only mekayim one mitzvah, asay deraisa, because this isn't considered one of the ramach mitzvahs. Say it's not one of the tariag mitzvahs. So with this tzlach and the same identical words is written in the Keren Oira and the Oysameach, comes out a gavaldig yesod. That although there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, oh, but this Zechiras Mitzrayim we only are fulfilling through having kept the Yontif of Pesach, through having been mekayim the mitzvahs of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Belel HaSeder, eaten the matzah, kept the Yontif of Pesach, tells us the Torah, by doing this, now you can be mekayim the whole year, you'll remember Yetzias Mitzrayim the entire year. And the Netziv in his Sefer, HaMekdovah, he gives an explanation as follows. He says it's comparable to when a father wants to tell his son a long story, which is going to take an hour. So he tells him the entire story, which takes an hour. But the father doesn't want the son should forget the story. So throughout the year, he reminds his son, remember the story that I told you? Remember the story that I told you? But you can only say to your son, remember the story that I told you, if you told him the whole story the first time round. If you never told him the whole story the first time round, there's nothing to remind you. Zug the Netziv, this is what the Torah is telling us. You know how you can be mekayim the man tizkos yom seis chamasam kol yimei chayecho? Through keeping the yontif of Pesach. Ivechol shuna, choyze mesapa mechudosh, every year I say again on the Leil HaSeder, And through that, is throughout the rest of the year, b'chol yom isagi b'schir levad, k'moy ha'ov masapa livnoi, ma'asi sheish boi misa, v'hasipa orach k'deishu, v'chol yom maskiroi, b'remes kal kol hasipa. Now with this, it's self-understood that somebody was not yet bar mitzvah in the Leila Seder, and he wasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, he wasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah derais of not eating chumetz, he wasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah of sipa yisis mitzrayim. So the whole year round, how can he be mekayim the mitzvah of zechira? Zechira is only a chazura of the mitzvah which he was mekayim in the Leila Seder. But if he didn't be mekayim, if he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah in the Leila Seder, so he's got nothing to do a chazura on. So oy bezoya, understand how very well the minchas soilus. The minchas soilus said that somebody wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, the laseder, so he's missing the ikkah. If he's missing the ikkah, so how can he be mekayim the tufel without the ikkah? This yisod, the tzlach, the keren oira, and the oisameach will write this to explain the Rambam. In Shas and Shivas, Mishnah Soche, Fenagun Rav Teichtal, he also addresses this very same shala. Why did the Rambam miss out mentioning the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzis Prime, and he didn't count it as a mitzvah for itself? And he adds on an explanation, and he says as follows. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Zayin from Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, writes as follows. When the Rambam explains what is the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzis Mitzrayim, says the Rambam, mitzvah asayshel Torah, lesaper benisim benifluos, shenasi lavoiseini b'mitzrayim, belel chamesh usa benisim. There's a special mitzvah of Sipa Yetzis Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, shenema, zuchos yom azeh shusa Mitzrayim, kamoi shenema, like it's written, zuchoy es yom haShabbos. So writes the Rambam, there's a special mitzvah to remember the events of Yetzis Mitzrayim on the Leila Seder, like it's written, Zochos Yom HaShabbos. And the Mefoshim all are very troubled with this Rambam. What's the Rambam comparing the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzis Mitzrayim, Zochos Yom HaZeh Sheisram, Kamoi Shenema, Zochos Yom HaShabbos Katshoi? What's the Rambam trying to tell us? What's he telling us? And many of the Mefoshim say they don't understand. They don't understand. What is the Rambam telling us? Zog Rav Teichtal a gewaltige Yesod. If we look in the Ramban in Parshas Yisroi on the pusuk of Zuchoy Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoi, the Ramban writes that this mitzvah is divided up into two parts. One part is, of course, when it comes to Shabbos, to keep Shabbos, be Mekadosh to Shabbos. But says the Ramban, there's another mitzvah. As the entire week, we shouldn't forget about Shabbos. And we should be counting every single day of the week towards Shabbos, like we say, Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Sheini b'Shabbos, Hayom Shlishi b'Shabbos. In Lushna Kodesh in the Torah, the days of the week don't have their own names. In the Goyish Welt, you've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Every day of the week has its own name. In the Torah, the days of the week don't have their own names. Day one from Shabbos, day two from Shabbos, day three, says the Ramban, this is because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zuchoy Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoi, to remember Shabbos the entire week. Now, Zuk Rav Teichtal, if you look in the Rambam, in it, Hilchos Shabbos, or the Sefer Mitzvahs, and even in the Ramban, in his Sefer Mitzvahs, none of them mention that there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos the entire week. They don't quote this halucha as if there's a halucha to say Hayom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Sheini b'Shabbos. Although the Ramban himself does say it in his Perush al Torah. And the question is why? The Zuk Rav Teichtal. The answer is because this isn't a separate mitzvah. This is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Zuchos Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoi. The mitzvah of Zuchos Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoi isn't two separate mitzvahs. One to remember Shabbos in the week, and a second mitzvah to remember Shabbos on Shabbos itself. Rather, this is part and parcel of the same mitzvah. Zechir dechol yoim v'yoim hi anaf mi mitzvah zechira de Shabbos. Zuk Rav Teich till now, just like we understand legaba Shabbos, that the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos during the week isn't a separate mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Zuchas Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy. So what the Rambam is telling us is legab the mitzvah of the Leil HaSeder, that the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of remembering Pesach Yitzias from the entire year, Leman Tizkoy, it's not two separate mitzvahs. It's one and it's part and parcel of the same mitzvah. Just like by Shabbos, there's mitzvahs two halves, on Shabbos and during the days of the week. Similarly, Legaba Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah which part one is on Pesach, and part two is on the rest of the year. And therefore, it's not shver. Why didn't the Rambam mention this mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah for itself? Because it isn't a mitzvah for itself. It's included in the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim from the whole year. And we find another yisod. Rav Teich doesn't mention this, but the same yisod, the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Parshas Boy on the pasuk Vachoidesh Hazelachem, writes the Rambam as part of this mitzvah is that we should count all the chadushim to Chodesh Nissan. Hazachira b'Yitzis Raim b'Menoseini Hachoidesh Harishon Hachoidesh Hasheini Vashlishi Legeiloseini. Again, that we're supposed to count the months, not January, February, not Chodesh Harishon, the first month from when we left Mitzrayim. We see in the Torah that the months of the year don't have names. Again, they're called 1, 2, 3. Right, so the Rambam, this is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Hachoidesh Hazeh Lochem. Doesn't just mean to be Mekadosh the Rosh Chodesh. Not every month of the year is Zeicha Liyitzis Mitzrayim. And the Minchas Chinuch already asks a mitzvah Shin Yid or Shin Yid Aleph. Why is it that this is not quoted at all, not in the Rambam and not in the other Rishonim, about this mitzvah of counting the Chadushim, as this is the mitzvah of Hachoidesh Hazeh Lochem? And Shiva's Binyan Shloim and Simon Chov Beis. He answers as follows: the Eina Ella Anaf Mahamitzvah. This isn't a separate mitzvah. This is included in the mitzvah of Achoidesh Azalachem. Veteida, I prove it to you. The Hare Haramban Baatzmoi Shehimti Dovazeh. The Ramban, he's the one who writes his Chiddush in Parshas Boy that this is a mitzvah derais of Sema Achoidesh Rishon Achoidesh Hasheini. So therefore what emerges is that this gewaldige chiddush of the Minchas Soilus, Reb Teiv Ledikla, that a bar mitzvah bucher who wasn't yet bar mitzvah in Leil HaSeder is not mechir b'schiyas Mitzrayim, his yesod is be'emes this yesod v'shteit in all these gedoy l'achroinim, that the mitzvah of remembering Pesach the entire year, the remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, is part and parcel, is included in the main mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is what the Torah is telling us. Keep Pesach, eat matzah, don't eat chometz, save the aguda. Why? Leman tizkoi, as Yom says, chomei Yitzrayim, kol yimei chayechu. So it's self-understood that somebody who wasn't mekayim that mitzvah, he's got nothing to do chazur on. He hasn't learnt it in the first place. If he hasn't learnt it in the first place, so therefore, I've pushed it. It's got nothing to do with zechira on. The boishim zotake help him. We should all be zoicha, ki meiseischa meisrayim, areni nefluois b'mheirav yomeini omei.